I'm Makini Smith. After going through a divorce, my sister passing away, experiencing narcissistic abuse, and some significant health scares, I realized through sharing my story that I wasn't alone in my suffering. Suffering, subjective distress generated by the experience of being out of balance. In a deep dive to holistically heal mind, body, and soul is where I discovered peace, clarity, and connection. It is impossible to be truly wise without some real life hardship, and we cannot develop post-traumatic wisdom without making it through, and most importantly, through it together. Social connection builds resilience, and resilience helps create post-traumatic wisdom, and that wisdom leads to hope. Hope for you and others witnessing and participating in your healing, and hope for your community. A healthy community is a healing community, and a healing community is full of hope because it has seen its own people weather, survive, and thrive. Danielle Weeb is a visionary entrepreneur, host of a top 1% business podcast, and founder of Business Babes Collective, a global community that supports and connects women entrepreneurs and leaders. With over a decade of entrepreneurial experience spanning diverse industries, including sales for high-end electronics, health and wellness, conferences, events, and digital marketing, Danielle has become a seasoned expert in helping businesses scale and grow their community. Danielle's unique strength lies in equipping women entrepreneurs with the tools they need to create strategic and profitable collaborations that exponentially increase exposure and allow entrepreneurs to create massive impact. As a wife and mother of two, Danielle also has a huge passion for teaching women how to build profitable and sustainable businesses that create time and financial freedom. So please welcome to the show, Danielle Weeb.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Thank you so much for agreeing to come on and share your journey with us. I love when there's women that I follow and admire and I'm inspired by on social media, and sometimes other women that are looking at your platforms, they may see something that may be unattainable for them, or they may think that, you know, life is so different for you. So I love when I have the opportunity to have these deep conversations and women can hear that we are more alike than we are different. We're all on our own healing journey. We all have, you know, tips and tools that we can share that have worked for us that may work for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love that so much. I love that you brought up social media, because it just been thinking about it a lot lately. And actually, I have not posted on my personal account in probably over a month and a bit, maybe even more than that. Mm-hmm. And I just haven't felt, I don't even know what it is. It's just like, I want to right now be really present in my personal life. And there's nothing I feel like I want to share with the entire world. And that it's not to say that I'm not going to be on social media. I will, but it's interesting that you brought that up, because it's been very reflective for me over the past while.
Wow. Okay. So I want to, before we even go to where I wanted to go, I actually want to dig into that, because I feel so aligned with what you just said. So at the time of recording, it is like beginning of January. And I think the last time I posted on social media was probably in October when I had my granddaughter. Actually, that's a lie. I posted in October when my granddaughter was born, and I took a social media break. And that was the longest break I've ever taken since I've been on social media. Wow. And then I just posted my granddaughter for Christmas, but I have not been active. And just like you, I've been very present with what's going on in my personal life. I'm not interested in picking up the phone and posting every moment, or I've just been going inward.
Yeah. So good. It's so good. And I think sometimes we lose that presence. And I'm not saying that you can't be present in your life if you're active on social media. It's not what I'm saying. But I think sometimes there's seasons of life where that is a really healthy thing to do, because Yeah. I mean, as both of us run businesses, so sometimes we feel like that pressure to like, oh, I need to be on social media, or I need to be posting all the time, or I need to be whatever we think we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's so healthy to just take a step back and really figure out where we're at and where we want to go, and also be in person with the people that we're in person with, and not feel this pull. And I really don't like the feeling of being obligated to do something. Yes. I think that's why I became an entrepreneur. I'm like, I don't like the idea of like someone telling me you have to show up for this time. So I think in some ways that's kind of what's going on for me right now. Mind you, we have a business account that we've posted on because we pre-scheduled some things, but my personal account I've just been like, on there right now. That's okay.
I love it. I love that for you. I love that for the women that are listening, because I feel like many women, especially if they're starting in their business, they feel like they have to constantly be present online. They feel like they have to, you know, keep up with what's going on and all those things. And I've been self-employed since 2009. Mm. And like I said, this is the longest break I've ever taken from social media. Wow. Like, and I have to sit back and think to myself, how was I even managing to keep up with social on multiple platforms daily? Yeah. And give to the people that I love.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a couple of things. You mentioned it being a time of reflection for you. So I want to go deeper into that.
Yeah, for sure.
And also to, you know, that expectation of feeling like you're obligated to something. Mm-hmm. Because again, I feel like new entrepreneurs, new business owners, they feel like they have to do all of these things.
Yeah.
And I know I sure did when I first started out, and it's been beautiful to take this break and realize, oh, it's actually not affecting my business. Like, oh, yeah. I can take a break and water me.
Yes.
So I want to dig into, you know, your reflections over this time, things that you have learned and how it's benefiting you and how it can benefit others.
So good. So I think there's a few kind of different reasons. And again, this wasn't something that I really planned. Like, I didn't plan on taking a social media break. It just sort of happened. I just stopped posting, and then I just was like, I don't really feel the need to post. So I think one thing is, you know, I have two little kids right now. Rosie is 2.5 and Max is 8 months old now.
Wow.
And so it's busy to say the least. I don't love that word, but that is just my life right now. And also my husband just recently launched his own business. And so just in all of that happening, it's just felt like we have needed a lot more just time away from all the extra things. And I think like one thing that I've been really reflecting on a lot lately is, what are the things, what are the tasks, what are the things in my daily life that I want to continue doing? And then what are some of the things that I either want to pull back on or completely stop doing? So I think that for me, as someone who's very driven, that has been really challenging, I'll be honest. Like, there's one side of me that's like, oh, I love this fact that I'm kind of like slowing things down and maybe not doing as many posts on social media, in-person events, virtual events. Like, part of me is like, oh, this is so nice. And then the other side of me is like, what are you doing? Why are you not doing that? Like, it's just like, you know, that other voice in my head that's like, you have to, you know, you have to do more. Basically. Yeah. And so I've just been really trying to be discerning with that in what is the right next steps for me. Because, I mean, similar to you, I haven't been in business as long as you have, but I've been in business now. I've been an entrepreneur in some capacity for about like 12 years, just balancing different kind of entrepreneurial things. So I haven't really had like a real job for that long. And so up until, I would say, a couple years ago before I had kids, it was like I could do a lot. I did have a lot of capacity to do a lot of things. And I could work into the evenings. I could, you know, work 8, 9, 10 hour days and still have energy for other things. Like, it was possible for me. And now I'm just realizing, like, that's not my capacity anymore. And nor do I want it to be, if that makes sense. Like, I don't want to be working that much, actually. I'm not in a place in my life where I desire to have that much on my plate. So yeah, it's been really interesting. We also have recently had like health challenges in our extended family and just like different things that have happened in our personal lives that have also made me reflect on like what is truly important here, right? Like, I don't want to get 5, 10, 20 down years down the line and think I focused on the wrong things and regret it. And so, yeah, it's been an interesting season, I think, for me.
Wow. Well, and I love that you chose the word season.
Yeah.
I feel like as women, we have multiple parts of us that go through seasons, whether it be our cycle or our mental health or like, you know, what we're into. So I love that you use that word because I feel like there may be this perception that if you're an entrepreneur, like you're in hustle mode 24/7, 365 days a year, four seasons, like it's a lot. Mm-hmm. We're humans. We are not wired to be on the go that much. Like, our nervous system needs a break.
Yeah.
So totally. I love that you had an unplanned break. Mm-hmm. I too had an unplanned break. And I almost, right before I was like, you know what? I don't feel obligated to be posting. I actually don't feel obligated to, you know, put out a podcast every week right now. Like, I'm in a season where I'm trying to slow things down. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, connected with many women that have felt they needed to pre-plan from, you know, in advance their social breaks or their, you know, entrepreneur breaks or their work breaks, where they have to pre-schedule everything to make sure that things are maintained. And I do get that a lot of entrepreneurs rely on social media. Mm-hmm. I do completely understand how there could be that fear of it affecting your income, affecting, you know, how you produce or how you impact. I think the last episode that I have up published was with a woman who, she is like a multi-millionaire. And she's breadwinner in the family. She's also got a bunch of small children and a husband. All these things. And she's just like, I'm in a season where, you know, I think I'm going to take a break. I don't know what I want to continue doing. I don't know if this is serving me. I think it's okay to have those questions or to have those periods. And I think it's okay for other women to hear that. I think
so good. Yeah. So good. So good. And I think too, because I like, when I hear about other people taking breaks, it also like, I think it's like, as soon as someone does it, it's like giving you permission almost, even though you don't need the permission. Mm-hmm. Just naturally, it's like, oh, that person's taking a break. Okay. Yeah. I think I could take a break too. because all we really see, especially if we're going on social media, of course, if we're going on social media, we're seeing the people that are posting constantly, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that has been another thing for me that I've tried to do as well, is just to limit my time. Because it's not that I've like deleted Instagram off of my phone. I'm still there, and I'm actually still like building relationships on there, if that makes sense. Like, I'll still message people, or if people message me, I'll message them back. So I haven't like totally deleted social media off my phone, although I do recommend doing that for seasons, because I've also had seasons where I have done that and it's been great. But I think that wherever we are, we're going to think that we need to do what other people are doing. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, and I think what I'm trying to figure out is like, what is healthy and productive for me personally in the season of life that I'm in? Because I could look at someone who has a lot of capacity to do a million and one things and compare myself and say, well, she's doing all of that. You know, now I'm feeling like I'm behind.
Right.
Right. But I'm in a different, I have a different life. We all, like, we all have such unique situations, unique lives, unique, also values. Like, I think we forget that too. Like, what do we truly value? Like, what do we want out of life? And there's definitely this, especially in the entrepreneurial space. And I'll admit, like, I not only have prescribed to this, but also, like, in my business, I also help and teach people to be able to make, grow their businesses and make more money. So, like, yeah. I'm not preaching this saying, like, how dare other people say that? But there is always this thing of, like, we need to grow our businesses. We need to, make more money or whatever that is, right? And all of that is good. And I think if you're in a growth phase, that's amazing. Like, go for that. And if that's feeling good for you, awesome. But if you are feeling burnt out, or if you are feeling overwhelmed, or if you're feeling all those things, it's worth just taking a minute, like taking a beat and figuring out, okay, I actually teach that, if you don't mind, I'll share this, because this is something that I actually share with my community, because it's what I do when I'm feeling like there's so many things swirling around in my head. And I actually did it yesterday and I have it here. That's why I'm looking down. So I take a big piece of paper, like blank paper, no lines or anything, just like a blank paper, the bigger, the better. And I put it on my desk and then I just start writing everything that's in my head, to-do lists, ideas, things that I'm just thinking about, things that I'm maybe stressed about or worried about. And I just like put it all down on a piece of paper. And then from there, I can start to like organize it, right? So there's some things that, okay, I definitely need to actually do, right? There's like, there are always tasks that do need to get done. So I'll prioritize them. Like, what is, and I'll usually prioritize them like 1, 2, or 3. So 1 is like, this needs to get done within the next day or 2 days, basically. 2 is like, yeah, it's important, but like, you know, we've got some buffer space. And then 3 is like, it's not really actually that important. And then I also encourage people to delete things off their list, like cross it out. Like, if it doesn't actually need to be there, it's just something that's been floating around in your head. But then you look at it and you're like, that's not really, you know, like maybe you have in your head, like, I don't know, like I'm trying to think of like an example, but it's like, I don't know, start my Pinterest account or something. And maybe you're just like, you know what? No. Like, yeah, sure, that's a great idea. But also, like, I don't have capacity for that, nor do I have the capacity to hire someone to do that. Just be honest with yourself, because I think we can just get so caught up in, like, I need to do more. I need to have a bigger team. I need to have more clients. I need to do more. Even, like, it could be in our personal life, too. Like, I need to do more activities to have more fun or something. Yeah. It's just like, stress ourselves out. If we don't have any problems, we just create problems for ourselves, right? Absolutely. So yeah, that's what I do when I'm feeling like overwhelmed. There's so much in my head. And that's like a really great way for me to just get everything down on paper. And then I can really just like sit with it and figure out what I actually want to do.
I love that in so many ways. Like I call that a brain dump, where it's like everything is in your mind. Like you said, you know, you write it down, but then you're able to organize it. I think for those who are listening, definitely a gem to walk away with, because we have a million things going on in our mind. And I feel like in this day and age, many of us have ADHD, OCD, you know, all the things. And as entrepreneurs, we're wearing all these different hats and we feel all these different pressures and we're overwhelmed. And I think having the brain dump, getting it all out of our head, because sometimes we even get a great idea, but we didn't write it down, then we forget about it, we don't get it done, like all these things. So doing the brain dump and then organizing it, I love that. And then I love the removing part, because I'm someone who is very, a common habit I used to have is like this running to-do list. And there's way too many things on the list. And I've learned from my mentor years ago, like three things I can do in a day. Don't give myself more than that. Just three, you know, pick your top three. What are the top three things? So I love how you organize them into priority and removing what is no longer a priority. I also want to speak to what you said about, you know, what your priorities are. I think in terms of our mental health, in terms of our, you know, overall wellness, we all should sit down first and figure out what is a priority to us. I think because of the social media world, it is very easy, if you are not focused on what it is that is priority to you. It is very easy to get lost. It is very easy for your mental health to be affected. It is very easy, you know, to procrastinate and waste time looking at what other people are doing if you don't know what is a priority to you. I think that is a great point that you brought up. I feel like because of how social media can be a very, very big space in our head in terms of comparing ourselves to the rest of the world, I've always been someone who was like, I can't have imposter syndrome when it comes to social media, or I can't be envious of other people on social media because we have different priorities. Mm-hmm. We have different goals. We have different passions. So I can go on social media and see someone else winning, even in the same exact space as me, and celebrate them because that is their season. That is what is a priority to them right now. So when we know what is a priority to us, we're less likely to feel like we need to compare ourselves to someone doing the exact same thing or even doing differently and having a different level of success, a different level of income. Like, I think the old version of me who, you know, when I first came on social media, I was like, oh, well, you know, that person is doing this. I should be doing this too. That yeah. person, that. Oh, I need to be doing this. And it became so overwhelming. And the pandemic allowed me to slow things down and realize, oh, wait a minute. I'm an introvert. I don't want to be going to every single event. I totally. Don't have the capacity.
Totally. Oh my gosh.
Oh, I can't be doing all the things that person is doing. It's overwhelming. My body can't handle that physically. Like realizing yeah. I don't want to do what they're doing. I don't have the capacity to do what they're doing. So I'm not feeling guilty for not doing what they are doing.
It's so funny that you say that because I was just thinking about this the other day because I saw a friend of mine who had shared something on social about all these different speaking engagements. And I was like, that is so cool. And it was such a good reflection for me because I feel like exactly what you said, I feel like old me would have been like, oh, that's so inspiring. I need to do that. Like mm-hmm. I need to be flying all over the country and like to all these other places to go speak on big stages. Right. And it was so interesting because like me reflecting on that was like, I can celebrate her as a friend and also know that I don't want that for myself because yeah. even like if I were to take that step, like if I were to actually think about that, like, okay, I put that on my goal list. If I would have like actually landed those speaking opportunities, I wouldn't have capacity to go, nor would I want to go and spend time away from my family to do that. And it's like, that doesn't make other people's goals wrong. It's just like you said, where they're at in their business, what kind of lifestyle they're looking to have, whether or not they have, you know, other responsibilities at that moment. And so, yeah, I love that you said that. And I think it's such a, I find that like every single year, as I get older, I also just realize I love celebrating other people for what they're doing, not thinking that I have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Not thinking like, oh, she accomplished that. That's so cool. I need to now go accomplish that same thing.
Yeah.
And I think, unfortunately, that's how a lot of us are on social media. We're seeing all these people doing all these awesome things. And instead of just being excited for those people or just being inspired by that journey, we're like, oh, I have to do that exact thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, not true.
It's like you can emulate without having to imitate.
Yeah. Like, totally.
It's like, you know, we can see what someone is doing and admire what they're doing and not want to do the exact same thing. But let's just say that that person has particular qualities about them mm-hmm. that you want to emulate. Like that person yeah. is, you know, so good at giving back in the community. That may be a quality that, mm-hmm. you know, I want to be more giving or, you know, yeah. things along those lines, but I don't need to copy exactly what that person is doing. Yeah. And there was something else that you said that I wanted to dig deeper into. And now my brain just totally forgot, but I'm sure.
That's okay.
But I really love, actually, I love this whole conversation because I feel like many of these conversations that I have on the podcast, I'm like, oh, I'm not alone. So not only is it helping yeah. the listener, it's helping me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think all conversations are that way. I feel the exact same way. I think too, like a lot of the conversations that I have with people about this exact topic are like offline, right? It's just like side conversations on like, oh yeah, I'm just in this different season right now and I'm feeling okay, slowing down or whatever it is. But like, it's important to have these conversations publicly because people need to know that if they are in that season. And I think too, like for me, because like I said, I'm in a season right now where I'm pulling back, I'm slowing down, I'm not posting on social, but there will be a season where I will go back and I will start to play. Like, I don't see myself getting off of those platforms forever, but I think with a different, like with a perspective of, okay. And I think I've had that perspective for the past couple of years, but it's even getting like clear. I think the vision of what I want for my life is getting clearer and clearer as I start to really figure out like, what are my priorities? What do I want to accomplish? What am I on this earth to do? Like, what is God's purpose of for my life? Like, there's so many kind of bigger questions that I'm kind of like asking. So I think when I go back to, you know, whether it be posting on social media or whatever that might be, it's in an intentional way of, I'm not just doing this because I think it's what I should be doing or what some person told me I need to be doing, but it's because it's coming from like an actual inspiration. And that's when it feels easy and it flows and it doesn't feel like a lot of work. Cause there have been seasons, I'll say this too, there have been seasons where other people have said to me like, wow, like you're doing a lot. Mm-hmm. But to me, it didn't feel like a lot because everything flowed. Like it wasn't, I didn't feel overwhelmed and I felt like my priorities were in line, but it was just like everything was flowing out of inspiration. Yeah. Whereas there have been other seasons where I maybe was doing the same amount of work or maybe even less, but I felt like I had to work 24/7 and I was working 24/7 because it was just hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think like, you know, when you're sort of like in your purpose and in flow, when things start to, it's not that it's easy because it's never going to be easy. There's going to be moments that are really hard, but it's not, it, I don't even know how to perfectly put this into words, but it's like things should feel inspiring and you should be excited about what you're doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Instead of feeling this like constant resistance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm listening to you and I'm like, yep. Like I hear it all the time where people say to me the same thing. Oh, you're doing a lot. You know, it's how do you keep up with doing all these things? Or what do you mean you're the one that does all of this or whatever. And it doesn't feel in the moment like it's a lot because it's in flow with my passion, my purpose. But there have been times where I felt like it was a complete hustle, like everything was forced. Mm-hmm. Like I was completely going against the grain because I was doing what I thought I should be doing or what someone else thought I should be doing and not what I wanted to do. And one of the main things I start with my coaching clients is like getting to the root of what they really truly want outside of outside expectations. Like, what do you desire for your life? I had, so in 2023, I pivoted to more corporate clients and I requested some of them to send me some testimonials and a couple of them, agreed to do video testimonials that I can eventually post on the website. And yesterday I had a conversation with one of the people that were a part of the corporate training that I was doing in terms of like leadership and I guess getting reconnected with themselves and what they truly desire. And her testimonial, not only did she start crying while she was recording it, but then it made me cry because I'm thinking to myself, okay, as much as, you know, we may be doing all these things that we want to do and we feel like we're walking in our purpose and doing what we're supposed to be doing and we're enjoying it, it's on the other side to hear the impact that it's making in someone else's life, to hear how much joy they now have in their life versus, you know, what they were doing before. You know, she worked for the same company for 7 years, felt no growth. We did I did corporate sessions with them for 6 months, this group. And not only she decided to pursue what she truly wanted to do and took a course in the direction she wanted to go in, didn't think that she could financially manage that. And because she was very clear on what she wanted for her future, the universe said, I am going to align everything for you. So she got a working layoff from this company that she was at. Her severance is enough for her to close on the new property that her and her husband had bought. And then because of her skills from taking that other course, she applied for a job she didn't think she was going to get, but I said, go for it. She got the job now in another industry, making six figures, making way more than she was at the other job. And she just started crying. She's like, everything just worked out. And I never ever thought that would be possible for me before. And I'm like, it's about knowing your priorities and knowing and being very clear on what's important to you.
That's so good. I love that so much because I think a lot of times we feel stuck or we feel like, oh, well, I just have, this is what I have to do. Like, and I actually remember feeling that way while I was running my business. I think this was back in like 2017 or 2018. And I've talked about this a lot about that like season again of we had started hosting events and basically like to just kind of recap like a bit of the story of how we started is like we started hosting these little pop-up events in my local city of Vancouver for entrepreneurial women. And then we just like kept hosting these events because people were like, well, what's next? What's next? And people love to network. So we were hosting at that time, I think it was two events every single month in our local city. Then we started launching in other cities. So we started different chapters. And so we had chapter leaders for those cities. And I remember thinking, because at this point, as you can probably imagine, I was working very, very, very long hours. I had also just gotten married. And I remember like my husband just always being frustrated with me. And he actually came on the podcast, on my podcast recently, and we talked about this. And he's like, yeah, when we first got married, you were just like working all the time. And I was really frustrated at you. And I was like, yeah, that's fair enough. And so it was just this point of like, I felt like I was stuck. I felt that I couldn't take a step back. I couldn't stop posting as much as I was posting. I just felt like I was on this hamster wheel. And people talk about being on a hamster wheel when they're in maybe a job or like whatever that is, but you can get on a hamster wheel no matter what you're doing. Like, you know, I had my own business and I felt like I was on my own hamster wheel that I created for myself. And so sometimes we can feel so stuck, but I just want to encourage anyone listening, like you're never stuck. Like you can always make a new decision. Like you can always change what you're doing and do something different. Even if it's like, I love that example of your client who's like going in a completely different industry. Like you can do that. I think a lot of people think, well, this is what I chose for myself. So now I just need to do this for the rest of my life. It's like, no, that's not true. And I'm always so inspired by people too, who like change either their career or what they're doing like later in life. My mom, I think she was almost 60 when she started her own business.
Wow.
And that always really inspired me because it was like, yeah, it's not too late to start something different, to start a new job or a new career or a new business. And yeah, I hope that encourages people who maybe are in a season right now where they're like, oh, this is just what I chose for myself. So now I'm just here.
Exactly.
Right.
Because that's not true. Yeah. We're not trees. We're not planted in the same spot. We don't have to stay here forever. We're human. And like you said, we can change our mind. Our priorities may change. Our seasons change. We're allowed to change.
Yeah.
It's called evolving.
Totally. And thank goodness that there's people in our lives who call us out. Because I remember like my husband just being like, this is not sustainable. Like you need to, because I think I would have eventually had to do that because I did actually end up burning out too. But like his encouragement was like, okay. And so we started making changes and at first it was small. And then like, it's just so crazy how everything happens. And then of course, pandemic happens, which forced us to completely shut down our events, which then we lost all of our income. And then we had to reinvent the business. And the thing is that like, I'm so grateful for that because like the life that I have now and the fact that I can be so flexible now that we have kids is just like something that I always dreamed of. Like, and I think sometimes I need to remind myself like, this is what I dreamed of. Like, yeah. This is actually exactly what I wanted. So when I'm thinking like, oh, I want more or I want bigger, or I want better, you know, yeah, that's great to have goals. I love having goals. I think that's important. But also like, this is my dream life. And I just need to like, make sure I remind myself of it.
I love that. I love that for you on so many levels. And I even love the headspace that you're in right now, because I feel like very often we don't recognize and appreciate the space that we're in right now, especially if it's the place that we've always dreamed about, the thing that we've always mm-hmm. prayed for. And it's like, if we expect to be grateful and to have more, then we need to appreciate what we have right now. And I think there's so many people that are so focused on the hustle and focused on, you know, the quote unquote end goal that they're not appreciating the space mm-hmm. that they're in. And if yeah. we can't appreciate the space that we're in, we're not going to get the bigger. We're not going to get the better.
Totally, totally. And it's so interesting because I've seen this from a few other people that I really look up to and admire too. And a lot of people have actually pulled back because they realize that in trying to go bigger, they've actually lost what they had that they loved.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, that, yeah. So it's just like, I think, again, going back to being intentional about mm-hmm. the decisions that you're making. And yeah, I had there, it's so funny because even right before the new year, maybe like mid-December, I had all of these like plans of what I was going to do come January. And then there's a lot of things that happened between then and now that just like none of that. I'm like, okay, like clean slate. Let's rethink everything. Yeah. And it's okay to do that. Like, it's yeah. okay to like scratch everything that you thought that you were going to do and start fresh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love, like I'm loving this conversation because it's totally where I'm at in life right now.
We are meant to have this conversation, clearly.
Absolutely. And I appreciate your transparency on your journey as well, because I know that it's not easy to be vulnerable and transparent as an entrepreneur about mm-hmm. your pivots, your shifts, your rebuilds, all of those things. And I know I've been in those spaces, especially, you know, the beginning of the pandemic, where it was like, I felt so unsure. But my role as a coach is to help other people find clarity. And I was like, well, okay, maybe I need to take a pause from working because how I'm not clear. How can I help others be clear, even though I know the methods? Mm-hmm. And it was hard for me to even admit in the beginning because it was like, well, everyone around me in my entrepreneurial space looks like they're still going. They're still, you know, pivoting or figuring it out. Well, what do I want to do? And grateful that there are people in this space that, you know, I can connect with to say, okay, this is really what I'm struggling with right now. I'm not ready to share that on social or wherever, but I need support with this. And then mm-hmm. once I'm able to work through that, I can, you know, publicly share, okay, guys, this is what I did to get out of that space.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And it's so helpful for people to just hear that. People who've been in business for however long they have, like 10 plus years, still struggle and still like have challenges. It doesn't mean the challenges go away. I think you become better at handling them. And that's what I've realized about myself is no matter where I'm at in life or business, I'm never going to like arrive where I won't have challenges. There will always be challenges, but hopefully you are at a point where you've done. And that's why I love like personal development and, you know, like having a coach and continuing to grow yourself, because it's about being able to have that, yeah, leadership, I guess, to handle challenges that come your way. And I'm so grateful that the challenges in my life have come at the times where I'm like, sometimes I felt like I was totally not prepared for it, but I'm like, I'm so glad it happened then and not like 3 years ago, because I know I would handle it very differently.
Okay. Can we talk about the connection between personal development and business development? Because I remember when I first became an entrepreneur, and well, actually, That's not true. When I was first became an entrepreneur, I was in real estate and then I pivoted to personal development. Mm-hmm. But as I was beginning my personal development business, I would be in a lot of networking groups online, you know, Facebook groups and such. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people that were making great money, but they were talking down on the personal development space and, you know, on things like affirmations and manifestation. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, okay, maybe this is just not the environment for me. Mm-hmm. And I realized over the years, especially as I've evolved and I'm turning like 44 this year, and I think to myself, mm-hmm. I would not be able to handle and grow in my business the way I have if I had not evolved and grown personally.
Totally.
Yeah. I feel like entrepreneurship is a personal development journey. So can we speak to that?
Yes. Oh, this is really important because I think as an entrepreneur, you actually need to work harder on yourself than mm-hmm. you do on your business, because you can have all the different strategies. Like, I feel like I've been in the business world long enough that I'm not saying this of like, oh, I know everything, because I don't, but I kind of know all the business strategies that there is out there, and whether or not I know how to actually implement them, but I've done a lot and I've accomplished a lot, right? But the thing is that I know that the times that I've been the most successful with anything, with any sort of launch or any sort of thing that I've put out into the world, it was the strategy, but it was the mindset that actually helped me accomplish the strategy, if that makes sense. And also, no one talks about this, and I feel like I'm like, maybe I should talk about this more. But no one talks about like the aftermath of, for example, a launch, right? And the mindset that happens not only during, but then after, when you mm-hmm. put something else in, like new into the world, whether it be a podcast, a book, launch a course or a product, whatever that is, there is so much mindset around that. Because what if the launch totally flops? What if you don't sell one single thing? Yeah. What if it's not what you expected? What if people tell you they don't want it? Like, you know, like mm-hmm. what if those things happen? And I've had events that we've launched or different things that we've launched that have been flops. And I think anyone that has been in business for any length of time has had at least one or two launches or things that they've put out that haven't done well or haven't done as they expected. And I think that when you have it, when your mindset is so strong, it's okay. Yes, maybe that hurts your pride a little bit, but also, okay, I need to now gather data. I need to talk to my people. I need to figure out, why didn't this go the way that I thought it was? Did I put something out there that I didn't actually ask my community if they wanted, or I didn't get feedback even before I did this? Like, there's so much of that. And if we can actually be more like looking at the numbers and then thinking, okay, what can I do next time, and have that like grace for yourself? Like, that mm-hmm. is where that personal development comes in, and also not tying your worth to how that launch did or how your business is going. And that's something that I have had to really work on in the last like several years, is like not tying my worth to how the business is doing in that moment. Cause there's going to be months where you have like really massive wins and huge months, and then you're gonna have months that are, you feel like nothing's happening and nothing's working. Yeah. And so it's the mindset that carries you through that that helps you actually stay in business.
Yes, absolutely. So. Absolutely. And I think there is so much to say about the mindset of like, actually, okay, I'll say this in more of an example. So I had a friend that started a podcast and wanted to do interviews. And she kept asking, how do I, you know, put out a podcast every week? How do I always have someone to interview? You know, how do I stay consistent? And it's been over 5 years now. And she was basically sending out like one or two emails requesting people to come on the show. When she didn't hear back, she was devastated. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, like, I'll send out like 30 emails in one day.
Yeah.
And I'm not sitting, you know, hoping and praying that every single person responds, because I know some will end in spam, some never get open, some get open and they're busy, they forget about it. So instead of me being the mindset of being stuck in my feelings, I send out the 30 If five people respond, great. There's 5 weeks of content.
That's a huge win. Oh my goodness. I always say this to my clients is like, if you are pitching something, if you are doing anything, especially if you're first starting out, yeah, if you send out like 10 inquiries or 10, even if they're really, really good, like you can have the best pitch. And it's like, you've done all the right things. You checked all the boxes. You expect one of those 10 to even respond.
Yeah.
And if more than that do, you're killing it. Yeah. You're killing it. You're doing so well. But in managing your expectations is so important, and managing your mindset, because I'm the same way. Like I have, I'm disconnected from the outcome. I'm more connected to the action of what I'm doing and the intention. And of course, like, for example, when I pitched you to be a part of our virtual event, like, I'm like, okay, we're like, really, really hope she says yes. But I'm also not like, if she does, if she can't, or if she doesn't have capacity or whatever, that's okay too. Like, it's okay. Yeah. And I know that there's someone else that is, there's a reason why she said no, to make space for someone else who I was supposed to ask to say yes. Right. Yeah. And sometimes that takes asking 20, 30, 40 people before you get one yes. And that's okay too. So 100% agree with that. And man, that's so important. I think people have this expectation, or they think also when people, I think sometimes people are shocked when I say, you know, how much work I do to get those, however many speakers I have for an event or whatever that is. People are shocked. And it's like, yeah, like you never, that never goes away. Yeah. That doesn't mean, like, you know, there's people that are super successful. It doesn't mean every single person that they ask to do something with them is going to say yes right away.
Right.
So that's important to note as well.
I think for our mental health in every single area of our life, that applies. Managing your expectations. I think my kids have helped me to really understand that lesson. Managing your expectations. Because because you have an expectation of someone or something, doesn't mean it's going to turn out that way. And if you are married to that result, you're going to deal with a lot of disappointment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like you said, when you reached out, in your mind, you knew that there may be, whether it be schedule, capacity, whatever, there may be something that has no reflection on you, why I can't do it. So I think if we learn to remove, like, I know that it's a trauma response for us to personalize and take everything personally and to think that everything, you know, is negative against us or someone's trying to hurt us or, you know, have negative thoughts about that. Definitely requires some therapy, some mental health, like mindset coaching, etc. I totally understand that. But I think when we are able to remove that, life will be so much easier. Mm-hmm. It will. Because if you're not personalizing everything and you actually have empathy and compassion for the other person, you'll get so much further in life. Because just as we are dealing with struggles, so is someone else. You know, just as we may feel overwhelmed, maybe they can't say yes because they've got a lot of personal issues going on, or maybe their calendar is already fully booked, or maybe they would love to, but like there's always something. Yeah. So when we remove that expectation of someone else, life just gets so much better.
100% agree. 100% agree. Everything you said.
Okay. My question for you. What is the earliest childhood memory that defines
you? Wow. Oh, that is such a good question. My earliest childhood memory. I have to say I have so many great memories of my childhood, and I hope this won't make me cry, but a lot of them are because of my Oma, who's my grandma, who actually passed away recently. And she had so much warmth and joy in, like, just to give. And that has inspired me in my life. And I want to be just like her. And so I think for me, it's like some of my earliest memories are at her house, and her and my opa, and they would have us over, whether like if we were sick, we would go there. If, you know, we would go over there for sleepovers. And it was just like the knowing that when you walk in the door and you get like a hug from her, that you are, you, that you belong and that you're welcomed. And I think for me, like my mission in life and in this world is to like make people feel welcomed, make people feel like at home. Because I know there's a lot of lonely people out there. So I think for me, that's a big reason I do what I do.
That is beautiful. Wow. Thank you for sharing, Danielle.
Thank you.
Before we go to the final segment, can you share with the people where they could stay connected with you, where they can learn more about you, from you?
Absolutely. So our website is businessbabescollective.com. You can find me personally on Instagram at Danny Living Life. Maybe by the time you listen to this, I'll have posted something, but I'm always in my DM. So you are welcome to say hello. And then we have a podcast called Business Babes Collective as well. So you can find us there.
Awesome. I will have all those links in the detailed section so they could just click and connect with you directly.
Love it.
So for the final segment of the show, it's like a rapid fire. We'll try to get through this. Hopefully, you know, you can answer one word or one sentence. But I don't like to put anybody into a box. So if you feel the need to expand, you're more than welcome to do so. Okay. Name a book that has changed or greatly impacted your life.
I love the book Dream Big by Bob Goff. So good.
Awesome. Okay. If you could live a book, movie, or TV show, what would it be?
Oh my goodness, that's so hard. A book, a movie, or a TV show. Okay. The first thing that comes to my mind, just because I grew up with it, is Friends. Mm-hmm. Just because I love that they lived like right across the hall from each other. And I love that idea of like living together in community. So that's the first thing that came up for me.
Love it. Love it. Okay. What keeps you up at night?
Oh, my kids. Always again. My kids. Either worrying about my kids or my kids are crying.
Okay. When and where are you the happiest?
I think I'm the happiest when I'm together with family. That could be either just at home or also my dad has a property on a lake right across the border. We live in Canada, so right across the border. And it's just beautiful. It's really just like very chill. We just sit there and we hang out by the lake. We go skiing and it's the best. So
beautiful. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last but not least, if you could create one law that everyone in the world had to follow, what would that be?
This is going to sound really cheesy, but I think it's just like love one another, like love each other, because we all need more love and acceptance. So that would be mine. Yeah.
I love it. I love it and completely agree. Thank you so much, Danielle, for taking the time to join us, for being transparent, for sharing your wisdom and your gems with us. I truly, truly do appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. Thanks so much for having me.
Anytime. Gotta have you back.
Yes.
And to all you healers out there, until next time, subscribe on all platforms. Don't forget to rate the show and leave us a review and let us know what part of Danielle's journey has inspired you, what part of her story resonates with you. Feel free to share it in a review on Apple Podcast. And we want to thank each and every one of you that continues to listen each week to help the show rank globally in the top 1.5% of most popular podcasts out there. And that's out of over 3 million shows. Feel free to, you know, screenshot this week's episode. You can tag Danielle at Danny Living Life. It's DanniLivingLife, or at Business Babes Co. And you can tag myself at The Real Bikini Life. A healthy community is a healing community, and a healing community is full of hope because it has seen its own people weather, survive, and thrive. So let's continue to heal her.